take a listen to this statement and tell us if you guys think this is a crazy take by our good friend John Lopez.
And you're a real fan, like a real Rockets fan. Like you watch as many games as you can all year long, all of them if possible. You know everything. You're passionate. You think this is the year. I mean, you're into the Rockets. To me, there's no conflict at all. You DVR Game of Thrones and you watch the Rockets. Apparently, a lot of people disagree with that.
All right, so John Lopez believes you are not really a true Rockets fan if you're going to select Game of Thrones season premiere of the last season over the Rockets and Jazz, who tip off at 8:30 on Sunday in Game 1.
So Game of Thrones is on at 8. The Rockets are scheduled to tip off at 8:30.
Yes.
Which, what do we know about that?
Usually comes later.
8:45.
Yep.
At best. And then, several minutes of action. And so you're missing 15 minutes of game, which that DVR works both ways. You can DVR the Rockets game too. So now I'm assuming in John's little, like, universe of where only true fans can have one possible love in their life. Like, honestly, John comes off sounding like kind of a psychotic spouse that's like, no, you either love your job or you love me. Work late? Hell no.
Yes.
It's me or your job. That's the kind of spouse that destroys careers. Because like, no, you can't be a true Rockets fan and love something else. So there's that. That's what, on the surface of it, it bothers me. And then just logistically, it's how long does it take to catch up to 15 minutes of a basketball game on your DVR?
It's pretty quick.
I would say by 9:30 p.m. you're caught up.
Easily. Yes.
Easily caught up by 9:30 p.m.
Especially if you're aggressive with that clicker.
Yeah. John Lopez doesn't
really get Game of Thrones. And I am into both in this situation. And you and I are as well. We're into the show and we're into the playoffs, which begin on Sunday night.
Yeah.
But it's a tricky situation. And here is why. Because of this whole social media dynamic where everybody's talking about the show the next day. The Rockets game will run late. I mean, you think about tipping off. Let's say it tips off at 8:40, right?
Yeah.
That game's going to end at 11 o'clock. So you are committing, if you are going to watch the Rockets live, if you will start watching them live, you are committing to staying up until, like, midnight, 12:30, possibly 1 a.m. to avoid spoilers the next day.
Right, so you watch it. So you're going to watch the game and then watch Game of Thrones afterwards. Versus watching Game of Thrones, taking about 15 to 30 minutes to catch up to live action on the DVR, on your DVR.
Yes.
And then being on your merry way and being all over. By the way, this is Game 1 versus the Jazz in the first round of the playoffs.
It's not Game 6, not Game 7.
Or even Game 3 or Game 4 where the series is tied 2-2.
Yes.
The other thing that bothers me about this is because John is basically saying you can only be a true fan of the Rockets if that's your paramount above all entertainment option. Okay, what if there were an Astros game at the same time? Is that all of a sudden? Oh, are you like, oh, you're watching the Astros? I guess you're not a true Rockets fan. What if the Astros are taking on the Red Sox or the Yankees and you want to watch and you want to catch the, what if you want to catch the last couple innings of an Astros game? And then start watching the Rockets on DVR. Is this, are you
fraudulent
all of a sudden,
fan?
All of a sudden you're a fraudulent fan, apparently, per John Lopez, right? Like what level, what life event, are you allowed to, like, miss half an hour of a Rockets game for and still be considered a true Rockets fan?
I think that's totally fine.
Yeah, like, of course it is. Of course it's 100% fine.
I mean, cause honestly, you don't even someone doesn't even have to watch, let's say, the first quarter, if they don't want to, of Rockets Jazz Game 1, they could do one of those, watch the first episode of Game of Thrones, and then just turn the Rockets game on, and you're guaranteed to watch at least probably two and a half quarters, in which case, the next day, you'll probably have a pretty good feel for what happened between the Rockets and Jazz.
Plus, I'm so over. I heard a term for it, like, a year ago. And it's the perfect term, and for life, I can't remember. Is it? Do people say it like I don't bum my yum or something like that? Text in 713-572-4610. It's basically like when somebody just has an arbitrary feeling about like, oh, well, I, no, that thing that you like, it's not okay for you to like it. Wait a second. I'm not like hurting anybody. No. That TV show you like, it's unacceptable that you like it. Or that food that you like, unacceptable that you like it. It's an awful, awful way to live your life. And that's what John Lopez is doing right here. Well, like, I don't enjoy that TV show that you watch. So, you're not a true Rockets fan. Look, what do the Red Rowdies think of John Lopez?
Exactly.
Do you think the Red Rowdies think that John Lopez is a true Rockets fan?
No way.
Of course not.
Well, they don't think it. They would, by definition, not think any of us are true fans.
By John Lopez's terms, but I would think, like, most Red Rowdies I've met are really awesome people.
Yes.
So, like, they're not going to sit there and be like, well, you're not a true Rockets fan because you don't go to – how many games do they have to go to? They have to go, like, 90% of the games.
Okay, so that's got
to
be,
retain
like,
your Red Rowdy status.
That's got to be, like, 36, 37
it's
homies.
It's a heavy commitment.
That's
it's impressive.
It's a big commitment for anyone who's an adult.
It's a – yeah.
Right? If you have responsibilities, it's hard to go to that many home NBA games. As cool as it is, that's tough.
You know where else this happens, too? And I've gotten really just sick of it because it happened just yesterday. When I tell people like I've tried pot in states where it's legal, kids, but not and it's just not the drug for me.
You're not really.
It's not the drug for me. I just don't like it, and people refuse to accept it. Some people they're like no, Seth, you haven't tried the right stuff. I'm like, dude, let me. I'll fill you in on my background and what some of the people in my family do. It's not that I haven't tried the right stuff.
Fair enough. I don't like it.
I just don't like it. It's not my thing. People refuse to accept it. They refuse to believe it. And likewise, this is what people do with Game of Thrones. They just refuse to. They refuse to accept that it's either a good show and people enjoy it, or that it's or the people that like it refuse to accept that anybody who doesn't like it is knows what they're talking about.
This is definitely true. And I think it's true, Mike and Seth on a Friday. If you like something that you normally would not like, and this for me is a good example, because I'm not really a big fantasy guy, but I do like Game of Thrones. So whenever I talk to someone who's like, I'm not really into this like dragon magic stuff, I'm like, trust me, you got to get into this. You're going to love this. So in this case, I am your guy. I am exactly what you're talking about. But just for those of you who are just joining us, we are saying right now, this morning at 6:25 is, if you are a fan of the Rockets and Game of Thrones, and I'm guessing a decent percentage of our audience is, do not feel bad if you watch Game of Thrones first and then watch the Rockets, either on DVR or live.
Yeah,
that
is absolutely
acceptable.
John Lopez and Landry Locker are trying to fan shame you into not enjoying Game of Thrones because you would miss 15 minutes of live action of a Rockets game to watch the Game of Thrones premiere. So instead of, and this is the problem, it's the spoilers. It's the damn spoilers that people can't avoid anymore. And this is, we had a magical and glorious time in television where the DVR was invented. Remember, we used to call it TiVo.
Yes.
TiVo was the only DVR out there.
I remember.
I'm going to bring that back. I'm going to only talk TiVo. So you used to TiVo something. One of the problems with that, though, is it sounded too close to Tebow also. So we used to TiVo something, and then you'd be able to watch it later. No big deal. Because for the most part, as long as you... If you ran into somebody, you were like, hey, don't tell me anything about Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Okay? Like, don't tell me anything about Seinfeld. Don't tell me anything about whatever. I didn't watch it yet. Okay, cool. Now, because social media has become such an integrated part of people's lives, it's really, really hard to avoid spoilers.
Yes.
Even when somebody writes spoiler alert on something.
It's impossible.
And all it takes is one. It takes one damn terrorist to ruin it for everybody. Like, all it takes is one person to have a spoiler out there. So even if 99% of people are decent, that one terrorist spoils it for you. So it's really, really hard to avoid these things.
The only person who I know who's really good at finding ways to avoid spoilers is my father. Because during the Winter and Summer Olympics, this is what he will literally do, and I kid you not. My dad will DVR every single night of the Olympics, and he will watch it, and he will find a way to avoid the spoilers of the Winter and Summer Olympics.
Right.
It's insane. He's like Rain Man. I don't know what's going on.
Now I'm angry at one of our listeners. Because somebody says, you guys are really twisting John's words in order to make this a talking point. This is very disturbing. All right. Read the tweet. Pull up John Lopez's tweet. All right, now I'm angry. What the hell are you talking about, twisting John? We played the audio. We're going to read this tweet verbatim. You tell me how I'm twisting John's words. You know what? You're so damn indoctrinated in calling everything fake news, you don't even listen to the people talking to you.
Here's a.
You tell me how I'm twisting his words, 499 guy.
Here it is right now. John Lopez, quote, I am not a Game of Thrones fan, but if you consider yourself a true Rockets fan and you are at all conflicted about picking one versus the other Sunday night, then you are not a true Rockets fan. Under no circumstances would I pick my favorite TV show over my team. I mean, that's
where
exactly
the hell did
what
we twist those
about.
Words?
Yes.
Now I'm like, boy, I was having a good morning. This guy accuses me of lying and twisting John Lopez's words. Where in the last 10 minutes have I twisted John Lopez's words?
And here's,
he said you're not a true Rockets fan if you choose to watch 15 minutes of Game of Thrones
yes.
before the Rockets game starts.
And
what the hell?
Let's listen to this one more time.
To be clear, the 45th through 60th minutes.
Here's John Lopez yesterday on this question.
If you're conflicted about, and you're a real fan, like a real Rockets fan, like you watch as many games as you can all year long, all of them if possible, you know everything, you're passionate, you think this is the year, I mean, you're into the Rockets. To me, there's no conflict at all. You DVR Game of Thrones, and you watch the Rockets. Apparently, a lot of people disagree with that.
There you go. John Lopez, you refer to no conflict and real Rockets fan in that clip.
Yeah, so we're,
twice.
Yeah, you're not a real Rockets fan if you choose to watch the Game of Thrones basically from 8:45 until 9 p.m. Like, where that the last 15 minutes of Game of Thrones will be the first 15 minutes of the Rockets game, which you can DVR. But you're not a real fan. Just remember that. According to John Lopez, you're not a real fan if you choose to do that. Because apparently, you have to have a hierarchy of things in life, and there can only be one thing at the top.
Yes.
Like, what else would he forsake for a Game of Thrones? Birth of a child?
Not his dog.
Look, I know you're having your first grandchild, John, but, Rockets, game one versus the Jazz.
And if
round
not,
one of the playoffs.
And if
are
not,
you a true Rockets fan?
If not, John's not a true fan. Not a true fan.
You want me to twist words, 499? I'll twist the damn words.
Real quick, I actually changed my schedule because of this whole dilemma. Normally, I'd go to these home playoff games and watch Game of Thrones and then start watching the DVR and catch up to the entire Rockets-Jazz game one, because that's the way the schedule is going to operate here, and I want to go in the next day and be able to read our entire text line.